So what in the world did you just agree to? What did I just get myself into? It's pretty cool. Like, it's kind of awesome. We were talking about maybe we should have a secret handshake or like a special jacket. And should we actually like build a clubhouse? Did you have a clubhouse when you were growing up? Did you? I did. I made like, we had these like, you remember like the ruled paper? I cut out, so embarrassing. I cut out shoes for everybody, and then I stapled them together, and you had to wear my special paper shoes when you came into my clubhouse. That only worked for one day, and then we decided that the shoes weren't a good idea for the clubhouse. This clubhouse has far more thought put into the rules, let me tell you that. The rules that we've established for this club are meant to protect our members. It is meant to give you the best possible environment, and so that you know, first and foremost, that you have confidentiality. That's important. Because to be courageous, you have to be a little bit vulnerable. You have to share your truth. You have to say, this makes me nervous. And it's a little embarrassing, and I don't want people to know. So we have to promise each other. And that was one of the very most important and first things that we talked about, is the importance of having confidentiality. So it's really important that, unless people say, hey, I'm talking about this and I'm fine with you sharing the story with somebody else. Other than that, please respect that all of the members who are part of this community really deserve confidentiality. Next, you need to understand that we will have zero tolerance for pity parties. Now, that's not to say that you can't say, you know, I'm kind of having a bad week. I got a flat tire on the way to work, my dog died, and I just found out that I have to replace my roof. You can say those things as long as you say, however, the good news is fill in the blank. You need to be that annoyingly positive person. And if that's like super annoying to you and you're like, I can't do that, you should probably leave the club now. For real, because there will be no pity parties. You can be honest about some of the things you're dealing with, but you better follow it up with all the things that you are blessed by, because this is about changing your perspective, learning to focus on all that is good. You've got to change your mindset, and we don't have room for people who throw pity parties, because we can't have that infiltrate our club, right? I'm sure there's a pity party club someplace where you can join, but that you are not allowed here. Okay, so before, this is how you fix it. Before you post anything in our private Facebook group or anywhere else, here's what you must do. You must type it out, and then before you hit send, you have to stop and go, wait a second. Could I find a better perspective here? Could I find a nicer way of saying this? If I've got an opinion for somebody else, can I find a better way to uplift them? Because you just have to change the way you think. You have to change your verbiage. Next, no more labels. You got to rip them out. Rip them out of your shirt, right? No more labels. You can't label yourself from this day forward as someone who's insecure or who has low self-esteem or who's shy. From this day forward, you must label yourself in a positive mindset. So you are welcome to say, I'm working on my confidence. I'm working on being a more secure person, but I refuse to allow you to continue to be a member of this club and label yourself as something that doesn't fit, as something you're trying not to be. You have to start labeling yourself as what you intend to be, what you know you have inside of you. I'm somebody who's formerly shy, and I'm working on coming out of my shell and connecting with people. You can say those things, but be very, very clear that we will not allow you to put negative labels on yourself. You know why? Because somebody else gave you that label anyways. And you don't deserve it, and you shouldn't be wearing it. And the longer you wear it, the longer you tell that person, that situation, that incorrect moment, the way you've processed it, that it was correct and it wasn't correct. So let's fix that moving forward. Now, you must also understand, as a part of this club, you must take full ownership in your courageous confidence, meaning there is no tolerance here for you to point fingers at your spouse or your mom or your dad. Certainly, we can talk about how those things affect our ability to make decisions and move forward, but there's only one person who can do this, and it's you. And you're going to have to look in the mirror and say, this is a decision, and I have to make a choice every single day to do things that are courageous. And that means Another way of stating that is I have to make a decision to do things every single day that are a little scary. And every time I do something that's a little scary, I build up my courage, my confidence, like a bank account. And you just keep building it up and building it up and building it up. And every time you don't do something you know you should do because of fear, you make a withdrawal. Okay, so but that's you. That you and only you can do that. So you must own this. You will also need to create a personal mantra. Not only just create it, but you got to live by it. So they need to be words that guide you. They're like a principle. They're rules. They keep you accountable. They help you make the right decisions. Now, a personal mantra, for those of you who have read my book, Push, or maybe you've been a part of the Smart Success Movement, this is different from a priority clarity statement. It's different than that. This is a personal mantra as it relates to your confidence. So I want you to, and we're going to go into it in just a moment so you can really understand how to create yours, because it's really critical. It's critical that you have one, and it's going to be your guiding principle. It's something that you agreed to look at least once a week. You're going to remind yourself of your personal mantra, and I would love for you to look at it once a day. Like if you put it on your desktop as your screensaver, maybe on your phone, but it's something you look at all the time because it's going to give you incredible confidence. You know why? Because it's a boundary. It's a rule. It is a decision by which you have said, this is how I'm going to live my life as it relates to my courage. And we're going to create that together, but it needs to be really personal to you. And then lastly, in order to be a member of this club, you must be willing to be truthful. Honest with yourself. Doesn't mean that we have to know all of your truths, but it does mean that you're willing to be vulnerable and express those areas where you need to improve, where you've got to make some change. Because in vulnerability, we find courage. You know, that's how you live greatly, daring greatly, and that's one of my favorite books. And really, it is about doing those things that sometimes we felt shame for, or vulnerability, or we don't want people to know about it. But when we own our truths, that's where we become unique. You know, that's what makes you unique and special. And so many people, they lack confidence because they don't know if there's something special about them. Like, I don't know if I'm lovable. I don't know if I'm perfect. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I measure up. But once you realize that what makes you special, what makes you unique, what makes you lovable is that you are uniquely you, and that your truth, your past, your challenges, the things that you've been through, the things that you're getting through, that's what makes you special, right? No one who's, you know, perfect from birth till now is special, right? Like we are most inspired by people who've been through some things and they've been honest about it and they've shared it. That's what inspires us. Someone else's courage is what's inspiring. So you have to commit as a member of this group, as a part of the club, to be honest, to be truthful, and to be willing to be vulnerable. Welcome to the club. We are so happy to have you and so happy that we are here to support each other. The last thing I have to tell you is that's key. You're here to support each other. That's what a club's about, right? Otherwise, this would just be an academy. This is different than an academy. This isn't just learning lessons on your own. This is like taking care of each other, keeping each other accountable, and making sure that the people who are a part of this club are an important piece of our circle of influence.